Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk to what's got to be a little happier, Robbie Campbell, than last weekend when the weather was a little bit difficult. Looking a whole lot better, but it's still February. Robbie, what's been going on down there? I know the wind's been a problem, but looks like that might be slowing down a little bit this weekend.
Well, you know, Don, we went from southwest winds to northwest winds.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though that we had southwest winds earlier in the week, they still put some fish in the box. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I thought it was going to be a lot worse, but you know, we had some people out this past week. You know, weather was nice, and they went and fished up on the lake shore, up on the west shoreline of the lake, going toward Proctor's Point up that way, and they caught a few fish up that way, up in Mystico too, over here where the Great Wall of St. Bernard starts. They caught some fish in the channel there. You know, when you can get out, they've been, you know, this is the time of the year where, you know, people like to go out there and do these sheephead runs and go out there and catch those sheephead and bull reds and stuff, you know. You know, we get a lot of people that come in from the Midwest and, you know, I guess they snowbirding or whatever they're doing. And they come down here and they charter a boat, and they're not really looking to take fish back home, Don. They just want to go catch something to tug on a line. And, you know, the bull reds out there by the Long Rocks and down by these oil rigs and, you know, out in the Sound. So there's a couple things happening around here. Been catching some big old freshwater catfish up in the Mystico up towards Violet. So, I mean, I think you could still put you a mixed box together. Would have mixed in with a few redfish in that also. So, you know, it's February, and we always talk about February being a terrible month, and we just got to get through February. But I think, you know, today here we have a light, like a 2-mile-an-hour, you know, west wind down here right now. But I still think if you fish today, if you're coming down this way and you want to fish with live shrimp, I would suggest you stop in Chalmette somewhere and pick some up, because we just got just a few left. Our boat was up on dry dock all week, and we're trying to play catch up right now. And you know, Don, how that is at this time of the year. It's, you know, might want to go see Mr. David Dixon or Tony Cucci or, you know, one of those guys and pick you up some live shrimp. We only got just we might have 1,000 left, and I don't think that's going to, you know, last too long. So if you want some live bait, I suggest you stop and grab some on the way down. So,
all right,
but other than that, yeah, right, absolutely. And but other than that, I think it's going to be a beautiful day. And we're ready for some people to get out on the water and see if they could put some fish in a box.
Robbie, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, I talked to Jimmy Corley this week. You know, Jimmy's with Waterfowl Specialists, and I've hunted with the guy, and I fish with the guy. I tell you what, he's a real conservationist, and he's really concerned about the environment and the resources. And he has helped sponsoring the cleanup, the bayou cleanup that's going to be down there on March 17th, and they're going to be headquartering it at your marina at 9 a.m., and they're serving fried catfish and jambalaya and tiwis on the bayous involved. And Sea Grant's going to give out some supplies, so hopefully people will take a little bit of time that day. You know, it's not the greatest time to go fish, but it's a good time to go pick up trash and clean up all the stuff that people just throw out in the waters down there.
You know, Don, we've done this program. I think this will be the third year that we're doing this program, and Jimmy Corley has he's the ringleader of it, all right? He's the head honcho. So he's the one who thought of this and put it on. This is his baby. But I tell you, Don, we've you know, in the past, you know, the first year we picked up 10.5 dump trucks of you know, the parish trucks. I mean, these big parish trucks of garbage. last year we did around the same thing. I might have been 14 trucks last year, but I know we picked up a bunch of stuff along this bayou here and cleaned up. And it's a fun day to come out and get a little bit dirty, but you know, we got a reward for you at the end. But we do this every year, and Jimmy kind of heads it up. And March 17th, it's gonna be held right here at our dock. So come on out, and if you want to participate in it, we're not gonna charge you for a back down. You just come on down here and put your boat in the water and come on and get your garbage bags and get up on a bank on the other side there. And, you know, Don, we clean this up, and then one high water, it looks like it was just like it never happened. You know, it's water bottles and, you know,
An archaeologist would have a field day going through some of the stuff. I'm sure it's pretty interesting, some of the junk that shows up there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, it, you know, wood and, man, you name it, we pick it up. So, and, you know, to pick up 10 to 14 trucks, 12, 14 trucks of debris that's across this bayou here and, you know, through Shell Beach and down to Hopedale, that's a lot of stuff to pick up in a day, you know. So, and it goes for a good cause because we just try to clean this place up a little bit.
Yep, and they can contact Jimmy if they just check him out at Waterfowl Specialist, 504-258-4431, and they can volunteer, bring a boat. You don't have to have a boat. I'm sure they can use some help right there around the dock loading and unloading those trucks.
Exactly, and if you don't have a boat, you can come jump in a boat. You know, my boat's going to be available, so we're going to have – getting on a boat to go do this is not going to be the problem. We need bodies. We need people here to go out there and actually do it and bring it and make it happen. So, and like I said, we do this at – this is going to be the third year that we've put this on, and it's for a good cause. And, we just try to clean this place up a little bit and keep it nice for people who come down here and want to enjoy it like we do.
Well, you're born and raised on it. You live it. But a lot of people, it's a real treat just to be in the marsh and see the pelicans and the dolphins and the nutria rats and everything that's down there in the marsh. It's a treat. And to go down there and spend a day for a good cause cleaning up the banks of the bayous is a great thing. Robbie, thanks for everything y'all do down there, and thanks for your report. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo. Check him out at Campo's Marina.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.